We've got a quorum. We're gonna have to go ahead and start.
Where are you gonna sit?
Somebody's personal. I'm just gonna sit here, I guess.
Okay, well then when Congresswoman Pratt and Congresswoman Lemon are the two that are missing, so wherever they just wanna end up.
Okay, I'm gonna call this cultural meeting to order, September 18th, 2019. It is 1:01 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. We have a quorum. Congresswoman Lemon, would you please say prayer for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you join us here at the table today and in making decisions for our people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, if you'll take a moment to look over your minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second, discussion.
Congressman Walker?
No big deal, but the font is different on that motion to report there, that last. That changes the way the minutes read, but the motion was seconded and passed with 6 yeas and 0 nays. The font is different.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, that
anyway.
Was just a Scribner, I think.
Never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sharp as a hawk.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. I have a motion and a second as amended. All those in favor, can say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. Journal's approved. Okay, moving on to item number 5, consideration of appointee Jim Norris. And I believe we have something in our packet. Is that correct? Congresswoman Stabler.
This is a review of Jim Norris for the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission. And I've known Mr. Norris for a few years. And, of course, he has an excellent resume, his years in the service, his years with Indian Health Service, his years on Congress, his involvement with the nation. I can't think of a better person to appoint to this position.
I agree. Any further comments? Congressman Walker?
I would just say this is about as no-brainer of a as one as we're gonna get. So if no one else has anything, I'll be glad to make the motion to. I make a motion to report that Jim Norris is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service to serve on the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission for a term of 3 years.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. We will get in touch with Mr. Norris. Okay, moving on to item number 2. Consideration of ONCA 1962, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 for the purchase and placement of a headstone at the St. Francis Cemetery in St. Paul, Kansas, to commemorate a mass Osage burial site and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I went into great detail last time I spoke on this bill. And if anyone in the listening audience back home, I will just go a little bit briefly into some of my comments last time. This is something that is very cultural and very sacred to our Osage people. I know a lot of times during modern days, we get carried away with a lot of money matters and business that happens here in the nation. But then sometimes there's a bill comes through here that is very sacred to our people, our old people, and our young people. And this is a good way to teach our young people some of the responsibilities that we have when we take care of our people culturally. And this is one of those items. And, a little history of it is back in the 1800s. This town, St. Paul, now in present day is St. Paul, Kansas. Back in the day, it was called Osage Mission. It was the first mission in Oklahoma, in Kansas, well, this area, Oklahoma. There was no boundaries back then. There was no Kansas. There was no boundaries then. It was all one land, as it was in ancient times. So those old priests and the sisters of Loreto, very famous, they were stationed there. And those priests, the one main one in particular, Father Schoenmacher, he was the main one that ran that mission. And a lot of priests came through there. And many spent their whole priesthood up there among the Osage people, our people. Well, it was the first school and the first church, Catholic church, built in this area. It was called the Cathedral of the Prairies back then, in those days. And there was back in that time, there was a really bad smallpox epidemic. And it killed all the children at the school were afflicted with that smallpox, and they all died from it. And then some of the other people living there, because there was like 5 or 6 camps scattered in that area along the ocean there. There were many camps. But that little mission was where the school and the church was built. And I think there was a little trading post and a farrier's, what do they call them? What do you say that in English? What the horses? Blacksmith thing. So there was a little establishment there in the prairie, in the wild. And back then, it was really the Wild West back then. But the Osage people had adopted, those old chiefs, leaders adopted this Catholic religion, because it was something that was close to their old ways. They knew that they could maybe intertwine it with our old ceremonies and with the new. But during that time, they had this terrible epidemic of smallpox, and we lost a lot of the children who passed away from that, and some of the adults also. So And it was said that they don't really know right now how many remains are in this mass grave, but they do know those 30 children are there, and there's a lot of adults. It's been said there could be as many as 300 remains there total. But the only thing there now, and I think everybody received some of the handouts and documentation of what the old, there's up on your screen, there's the old, that old block there. I've seen this in person. I've been up there and seen this. And the only thing it says, it's inscribed in there in block letters, Indian grave. It doesn't say Osage grave, it just says Indian grave. And that's the only thing that shows that our people are buried there. And there's all those other graves, all those old priests, they're all buried there. And the Sisters of Loreto, which later on became very famous, and they're still famous today, those sisters, that their order is still going. So I think this is something very important that we need to take care of for the history of our people. And it's also, we're almost mandated to take care of this mass grave culturally. I mean, those old priests of our tribe, those old Shokas, they really would be taking care of this if they were here today. They'd say, you got to do this. And Dr. Hunter, we've been up, some of us, I don't know if you've been up on some of those trips up to Missouri. I think Congressman Big Horse was on one of those excursions up there at Fort Lindenwood, and they had those old graves are there. And they had to have ceremonies for them. And they found remains in one of them caves. They had to have an old priest, Indian Osage priest, to take care of those graves there. So it's kind of up to us that we have to take care of some of these things like this from time to time. And I know some people say, well, that don't belong in that Congress, but for getting money for this monument, it does belong in this cultural committee meeting.
Okay, switching gears there, you mentioned money. I think you have an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I do have an amendment here for this marker. And what this amendment does, it replaces the general fund and inserting retained revenue fund. It's on page one, because the bill itself is on one page, one paragraph, so it's very short. So it's on page one, throughout the bill, strike general fund and insert retained revenue fund.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Okay, back on the bill. So now we're looking at a bill with $20,000 coming out of retained revenue. Congressman Walker.
I moved that ONCA 1962 be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Thank you, Congressman. We have a motion to Congresswoman Pratt.
I guess my question is, because I haven't completed reading all of this, so has everybody read all of the support documentation that is contained in this right here?
I read it about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, however long it was that it was sent out.
Oh, early, yes.
I've made about 10 trips up there.
Well, I mean, I'm just asking because somebody, there's an opinion here, and I'm not even sure who this is. So whether you've seen it or not, there's additional information. So I will fully admit I haven't seen this in person. However, the findings of this document, that's why I'm asking specifically about the documentation, is I wanted to know whose report this is, and I have not read through it completely, because in this entire document, it continually says there is a question as to whether the location of the suspected mass grave actually contains any Osage burials. And it says that repeatedly over and over. So I haven't gotten to the conclusion of this, which is why I'm asking if any of the committee had, and it continually says suspected. Where else is it? So that's just my question, because I haven't personally completed this whole entire documentation, which is why I want to ask you all if you have, so you could enlighten me as to the conclusion of these findings.
Congressman Michael.
Well, yes, I have read it, and I've been on the side. I spoke to all the local historians, Dr. Hunter, and we all agree that there are Osage remains there, if that is your question. And as for the person whose report you're reading there, I'll have to read it again and see who was the author, but... I knew about this before I read this documentation.
Well, that's good. I'm just saying, I mean, it's not a contest of who knew about this first. I'm just saying, I just haven't gotten to the conclusion. So probably for now, if this is going out and none of us have even looked at it at its entirety and or know who, actually this says ONHPO preliminary report. So I just want, I, for myself, haven't just gotten to the conclusion. That's all. I was simply asking if everybody's read this report.
Congressman Walker.
I read the report, and it was something that I had already decided that I was going to support coming into the session. I realized that it was tabled during the first or second Culture Committee meeting because of I don't even like calling it the deficit, because it's not a deficit yet, but it's the appropriation requests are more than projected revenue. So now that it's going to come out of the retained revenue, which is really becoming the ultimate slush fund,
for sure,
then, you know, let's take care of it. It's hard for me to sit here and say, put a monetary value on a headstone that may have 20 school children that died of smallpox 200 years ago.
That's, again, not what I'm saying. I'm asking, and that's all I ask. So, okay, here I am sifting through to the conclusion, because all I was saying was that my concern was that there is a report here, and throughout the report it repeatedly says that it was questionable whether any Osages were actually buried there. And so here we are, conclusion. I just skipped to it. So it says, while the GPR data confirms neither the presence nor absence of burials, there is a preponderance of historical and visual evidence which leads to the conclusion that the location of the suspected Osage mass graves contains the remains of one Osage, Charles Mowgli, and more likely than not contains the remains of an unknown number of additional Osages. Okay, so that was the question. So there's at least one that they know of. Okay, that's all I was trying to get to, was the conclusion, because I meant to after the last meeting. And this report continually says throughout it that it's questionable. So thank you for indulging me there for a moment.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, on some of the visits that I made up there, they have a really good curator that's been there for quite a while. And prior to the church being built, there was no church there. There were two boarding schools, one for males and one for females. And there was... a nun there, a Mother Mary Bridget, and she was very, very close to our Osage women, as was Father Schoenmaker with our young Osage males. And Father Schoenmaker was also instrumental in going to Washington, D.C. to make sure that we were paid a fair price for the sale of our lands up in Kansas before we moved down here. That being said, the only thing that was in that area at that time was, as Congressmakers referred to, was a farrier for the adults, you know, the horses and wagons and things of that nature. But there were only two boarding schools, and that was for Osage, young Osage boys and girls. And so the only children in that area, other than the teachers' children and some of the religious people that were there to help out, for the most part, the largest population there was Osage. And Mr. Felix up there, he has quite a history on that smallpox epidemic, the dates of when it happened, and things of that nature. So it's a really enlightening and good tour if you ever get a chance to make it up there. Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, so I just wanted to follow up and just say, for the record, I don't hate our culture. I don't hate that this is, may or may not happen. I don't, none of that. And that's what always gets thrown out there. If you vote against something that isn't sustainable for children or any other group of people, that you hate them now and you don't like them and you're not for them or you don't support them. And that's not the case. I'm just saying, someone gave us a 28-page report, and it had all throughout that it was a question. So somebody had to have taken the time to research this and went to great lengths to write a 28-page report, which is why I was asking if that had been thoroughly gone through, because we haven't done that in this committee, nor did we even really point to this documentation. So I was just making sure that that's what happened, because there was a question at some point, clearly, and nor do I question the history of where we've gone through, where we've been. I'm Catholic. I know much of our history with our people and accepting adopting Catholicism. So none of that is what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying someone went to the trouble to write this report, and then there was a question the other day of what it's actually going to look like. We didn't go over that about as far as, like, just in this committee, so I was asking if someone had, because what was stated in this committee and what this report says, that what their plan is based off of the appraisal that they've already completed. That was the question. So that's what we have to do at this table. And I know that doesn't happen a lot of times, which is why some of us have to be willing to ask those questions and see if things have been, I don't know, if we've looked at this information. So that's all I was asking. I don't not like Catholics or not like Osages.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Lemon and then Congressman Walker.
Well, we do have a motion on the floor. I just wanted to say, Congresswoman Pratt, nobody would think that about you, that you hate our culture. And
good, but people like to say it, so that's
okay,
all I'm saying.
I know, and I get that, you know, it looks like we're just willy-nilly throwing 20,000 here, 20,000 there. Congressman Makers went through the legwork again. I read the support document prior to session, and I saw what I took was it was a sketch of what the monument might look like. And my decision is, you know, we're going to appropriate the $20,000 from this table, and the details and exactly what it's going to say and exactly what it's going to look like and what type of material it's made out of and stuff like that could be determined later. I just feel like this is a worthwhile appropriation, and that's why I'm willing to cast a yes vote for this.
I have one last thing, Chair.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm not condemning you for your decision or your vote, which is all why I'm saying I don't want to be either. So the question remaining that I have last is, we have looked at appropriations like this before, which again was something that was, you know, used against us, that we don't support our culture or history because we didn't support it at that time. But we, you know, that wasn't the case. The case was is that it hadn't been properly vetted as far as locations of funding, which in this case it was the general treasury, and then now it's going to move over to the retained revenue. So again, we're doing the same thing which we did in the past, which is what we're supposed to do, is look for different areas of funding. So what happened at that time was we asked the question of whether or not those, I think it was a $50,000 appropriation, whether that had, and it was dealing with the Catholic Church at that time. And it was, the question was, had other sources been looked at for funding? And an example at that time was the Osage Nation Foundation. And so that would be my other question, because that's still our money. It's not, that's money that the tribe is appropriating to the Osage Nation Foundation for different projects and such, which is why they ended up taking the $50,000 out of the Osage Nation Foundation and not out of the treasury or the retained revenue fund, because so it's you know, like we always talk about, it's the same money, just different pockets. So that was a different pocket that our money had gone to in the Osage Nation Foundation, and so that's why, because all that had not been discussed, and we just wanted to know, did anyone even ask the question? Because it's a possibility, because then that's a pot of money that's already sitting there that could be utilized instead of just something else or random, and then us appropriating again for a project.
Congresswoman Stabler.
So I want to ask Congresswoman Pratt. So would you feel like if we moved it to the foundation that we would have more control over it?
No.
It would just be a sweep to... that it'll just would go out of the...
I mean, we don't have the control to even tell them if they could. It was just the question, did anyone ask that question? Because that is money that we are appropriating to them. So instead of appropriating, then appropriating, and that's why at the time it was tough to say no, but we said it because no one had even asked. So we're like, okay, at this time, until you go ask for some money that is already sitting there that we've already appropriated, go ask them. And it happened, and it was $50,000. So that's all I'm saying, that's what we do, and just curious if that question had been asked. And I get it. I get it. John, you're going to say it's only $20,000. I know, but we only have $180,000 or $100,000 that we appropriate out there. So it's just money sitting there that's going to go to anything else that might come up, because the money's available. And they're going to spend it, and that's what they spend it for. So that's what we did at that time. So I'm just saying that is also an avenue, and that's simply, I'm not saying that that's what has to be done. I'm simply saying that is another avenue, because looking for other funding, which is what we're doing right now, the funding's not there in the general treasury. So we've looked for other funding, which is now the retained revenue. So I'm saying, hey, guys, heads up, there's one more funding out there. That, how about we look there too? That's all I'm saying. I'm just, because some of these members of Congress wasn't here at that time. Well, at least three didn't go for that vote at that time. So I'm just basically giving you a for instance of where we've gone before, specifically related to our culture and the Catholic Church and
money needing to be available from somewhere. Okay, I'll be quiet now.
Congresswoman Lemon.
So I appreciate that explanation, Congresswoman Pratt, because that would be a valid question. You know, was the foundation asked, you know, for this particular piece of legislation before it was introduced? And so, Congressman Maker, was the foundation asked by chance about possibly funding this?
No, that was not in the question.
Okay.
I can further answer your question. When I filed this, it was the first bill filed before the other millions was, you know, came through here without one question asked. But it seems like when there's something, the smaller the appropriation, the more questions that are asked. To me, it seems like to me.
May I follow up?
Follow up, and then Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Maker. I was just curious, because it was a history lesson that I appreciated that she, you know, brought up to us for other people to know that is something that has occurred before. And I appreciate that information because I wasn't sitting in the chair that I'm sitting in now, and I am for this piece of legislation, and I want you to know that. It's good to know of all the other options that are out there and the avenues that we could go down to look for things of these types of projects that we have. And so, anyways, I would like to second his motion if it hasn't died.
It is. It's still in the discussion of voting on whether to pass it out as a due pass. And I just felt it was important to say there's another pot of money out there, and that's where we've been down this road before. And, I mean, I remember this was the first bill filed. However, this is the session where we have to pass the nation's budget and that it is a priority and that the speaker is supposed to, it may even be in the Constitution as far as the speaker stating that this is the budgetary session and that is the obligation and duty of this body. I know it's for sure is in the rules, but it is in the Constitution that we have to pass the nation's budget. So that is, number one, a priority, and it comes over any of these outside fundings, whether it be $10,000, $5,000, or this one, $20,000. So that's just a fact, whatever order we file it in to begin with. So again, I'm just doing my job right now, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything else. I was just going down, and I felt important to say there's other money out there, because this is why we tabled at the last meeting, Congressman Maker, was because the money wasn't there. So now you found a pot of money, and it's the retained revenue. But I just felt compelled to say there's another pot of money out there, and we've gone down that road before. And I know you were here during that time, and so actually we might have even tabled it until the question was asked. But then they decided they were going to ask, and the foundation said yes. So that's $20,000 less that would come out of here of the retained revenue. We can keep that $20,000 and go get the $20,000 from the foundation. I'm just saying that's the kind of due diligence that we need to do, and that's all I'm doing. So thank you.
Congressman Walker.
I don't think I've supported that effort last time whenever we tasked the foundation and
Task them with that.
Okay, but I don't think I supported that effort then, and I don't support it now either. So I'm willing to
go with
it.
I'm not saying you have to or you did or anyone has to. I'm simply telling.
I was here at the
table.
There's
another. I know, but there's three other people who wasn't.
Okay.
So
we do have a motion on the table, and we did get a second.
What?
So I'm gonna call for the question.
Can I
make a question? Can you fuss
Congressman
one more time?
Walker?
No.
I do have a question. A lot of times this time of year, some of these appropriation bills do change from coming out of FY20 if there's money remaining in 19 funds. That's a potential floor amendment that could be considered.
Are you looking for another pot of money? See?
Isn't everyone?
Okay, let's keep it in control here.
I've made my point.
Well taken.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes.
Good job. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Consideration of ONCA 1965, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the museum fund and establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards, and she is feverishly writing, so we'll give her just a second. And Congresswoman, you have the floor.
I have a, thank you. This is a bill to replenish the museum fund, which this summer in special session through ONCA 1946 had $250,000 withdrawn out of it for drawings of perceived, conceived, conceptual expanded museum. So that having been done, it's my goal to replenish that fund, particularly since if I understood the rationale behind taking it out of the museum fund rather than the general fund, that it was important to, and I'll let Congressman Walker speak as much as he wants to because it was his bill, that it was important to get some concepts together because there was the opportunity to perhaps get some sponsorship, some fundraising, and get some outside dollars into the nation for an expansion of the museum. That being said, I think it's important to have money in a fund that would indicate to outside donors that the nation is committed to going forward with this project and has some funds set aside to do so, as well as to possibly point to that as a matter of matching. So, you know, the nation has set aside an amount of money, and would you be willing to match what the nation has set aside and then take that forward and continue? You know, I'm not the expert fundraiser. I have fundraised before, but in the area of museum expansion design and building concepts, I'm probably not the best person to talk about this. However, I did have a meeting with the museum director and the chief. Also present were a couple other people, and I talked to him about the amount, and he said to me, I'll support whatever you can get. And I told him I really didn't think at this point that $1 million was going to be something that we had available to contribute into the fund. So with that being said, I'm going to propose two amendments. One would be to strike $1 million and to reduce the amount to $350,000. And the second will be to take the money from the other pot of money, the retained revenue fund, rather than the general fund, and explaining why I think that is appropriate. The retained revenue fund is funds that weren't needed to be spent in prior years. In fact, needed to be spent 2 years ago. So that money is available from 2 years ago and is retained revenue. And it's retained to be spent for whatever purpose the Congress, in its wisdom, decides, along with the chief, it could be spent for. But I think it's important to note that we've pretty much now drained the museum fund of its funds. And obviously, the museum is a priority for all of us. And we've created a visitor center and told people to go up to our museum and look at it. And it's simply inadequate at this point for storing, for display, for offices, all the things that we would need. So the goal, of course, is to get us a museum expansion. We seem to be on our way more than we were in the past, and so I'm just hopeful that we can keep that trend going. So I will have two motions. Do you want me to make them now, or do you want to have more discussion?
We have hands up down here. Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. I just, about 15 minutes ago, I asked the accountants, what the current balance of the museum fund is, and I have that number if you'd like it. The current balance of the museum fund is $420.17.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So your amendments were wanting to put how much in there? I'm sorry, let me back up a minute. Were you aware of the 279 balance?
Well, the 279 balance, obviously, I'm almost positive, doesn't have the $250,000 out of it that's been appropriated out of it, because I believe that's all. It only had $300,000 in it to begin with.
This can copy.
Mr. Johnson.
The number I have is from the accountant and the controller, and that's the number as of today.
Maybe Mr. Congressman Walker can give some insight, because I believe there was not. He can tell you what the balance was back in the special session.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, yeah, that would be a question. But what was the original? Didn't we do, because you had asked for $1 million originally, and it got down to 250?
I thought it was three.
It was
around
three-ish.
Which is why I think it has 279 in it.
But then you had one from a special session, too, specifically for the design and whatnot, correct? So that would make sense that if that amount is left. Because do you recall the first time you filed that bill, you were sort of had it. Okay, I don't know what the language is, but in mind that it would be put towards an expansion of the museum, and that's what was supported at that time. That was how you discussed it. But when they received the money, the language, and we had an attorney general opinion on that, the language was resulted in being able to take it out for extra storage and other things right now that currently at the museum. So that would make sense if you're pulling from 300, they would start to using that, because they were even going to use it for an initial employee. And so that's where that started coming from. But then I think his special session bill is what was used for the design plan for an expansion. So that's my recollection of it, if that helps at all. But I think that's probably where so there probably is 200 something thousand in there from the original 300.
Mr. Johnson.
I'm working vigorously right now to figure it out.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm pulling up 1946 now. I'm trying to remember if that bill removed the restrictions that were in existence to enable the funds to be used for something other than administrative purposes, which those restrictions were in place at the time. And I don't remember the time frame, but I want to say it was maybe as long as 2 years since the fund had been established. There had been $25,000 spent in 2 years. So it just seemed reasonable to either redirect those funds, $250,000, so we could start working on conceptual, so we could be in a better position for fundraising, or if we remove the restrictions in the bill, and I just found it. And I've got to move. Why my computer's squirrely? I've got to move it over there before I can open it.
Congresswoman Edwards.
The bill started out, 1946 in special session, started out as an appropriation from the general fund. I don't know if it was in committee or on the floor that the amendment was made to take it out of the museum fund. The museum fund has certain restrictions in it, and their restrictions deal with storage and an exhibition of the art. So what you're referring to, Congresswoman, is back when they started telling us they were going to use that money for salaries. It was like, no. This fund was established, and we knew there wasn't going to be enough money in it in the beginning for sure to do anything But the idea was to continue to put money in it from time to time to have enough money at some point to go forward with the museum expansion. So now that we apparently have an opportunity to fundraise and the bill provides that that $250,000 are coming out of the fund, it's appropriated out of the fund. Am I saying that correctly?
Are you saying it is or it was?
The funds that have, the bill over the special session in summer appropriated money out of that fund. I just don't think that money's been taken out yet because I don't think they've either put out an RFP and haven't awarded, but I believe that when that $250,000 comes out of that fund, you're going to be left with $29,000 in the fund. So my goal is simply to replenish the fund so we can keep moving forward with fundraising efforts.
Congressman Walker and then Mr. Johnson.
On June 11th, I asked Treasurer Littleton how much was in the revolving fund for the museum. He said $275,000, approximately $275,000. The bill that was passed, I can't find the date on anyway, a few days later,
June 21st,
was for $250,000, and it appropriated out of the museum fund into the capital asset fund. So that's what happened on June 21st.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. Okay. The information I'm getting now is that once our team that has been chosen to work on all this gets everything settled, then that $250,000 will be moved. So you are correct. Technically, the balance is $29,714.74 or whatever it was. And then it will go into cap asset because that's where we deemed that architect, engineering concept, and all those things needed to come out of. So, yes. In short, correct.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 24, strike general and insert retained.
We have a motion.
Second for discussion.
Congresswoman Walker.
Well, you're going to need to put retained revenue.
I'm sorry, I had that written. I didn't read it. Withdraw and reassert. Page 1, line 24, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Our first discussion.
The Osage Nation Congress hereby authorizes and appropriates the sum of $1 million to the museum fund out of the retained revenue fund in the Treasury. That's the first motion. The second one is going to deal with the number. Thank you.
Congressman Walker.
And I'm going to say this, make this point, because we are considering taking more money out of the retained revenue fund. Congresswoman Edwards, you made a comment that was accurate earlier about that the money was basically unspent funds from previous years. But the reality is the vast majority now, as tight as we've been budgeting for the last 4 or 5 years, is coming from salaries and wages and fringe. So I don't necessarily know that there's really a philosophy other than a potential savings opportunity on how that money should be spent. I felt compelled to point that out. That's where the most of the retained revenue fund is coming from now.
Congresswoman Edwards.
2 points. We've always had, I would say, in excess of $1 million every year come back through retained revenue since we set it up. Secondly, we also have reserved an additional 2% in this year's revenue from appropriation. So there will be additional funds from this year that we didn't have in the last year that are reserved. So, and until we see, I mean, to me, it just makes sense to take it out of here. You know, I was surprised that the museum fund was tapped into for the drawings, but since it was, I just don't think we'd leave that fund sitting at $29,000 and then go out and fundraise and say, we're fundraising to expand our museum and we've got $29,000 saved up.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Congresswoman Edwards, so we have another appropriation from that was introduced this morning, correct? From the retained revenue for the Wake and Iron construction, am I correct?
Yes.
And so looking at our numbers as retained revenue right now with all of the, with moving your request from the, thank you, from the general fund now over to the retained revenue. And I have, and you intend to decrease the amount. Is that something else that you're intend to do? So, looking at everything that we have with what you're intending to decrease it by, what is our projection for what is going to be the estimated left in retained revenue if you amend your amount down with all the other appropriation asks?
I asked the chair of appropriation walking in here if that if there were sufficient amounts in the retained revenue to support this and that bill, and I was told yes.
So you don't have any amount? I'm sorry, may I follow up? Sorry, thank you.
Let me see. If I if don't we all have that same report on retained revenue?
Like $600,000 would be left possibly, is it something like that? Oh, what are you amending down?
Congresswoman Pratt.
What, are you shaking your head because you don't think so? I think there's more. I think there would be more because I was going to say after, what did we vote on yesterday? Whatever that was. Okay, after that was still like 1.1. So if you take out 20,000 and then 300 something more, so yeah, I mean, 8-ish or more.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Could we ask the budget analyst to come in and pull that up on the screen, or can I don't know if Art can get to it or not.
Thank you.
In the meantime, I'll withdraw that motion and assert this motion. Page 1, line 6, line 16 and 24, strike 1 million and insert 350,000.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second. Discussion. Congressman Saber.
Well, just in the general discussion about retained revenue, which is what this has to do with, is I agree that those funds are, you know, circular funds that come back around, and I think putting them in special projects is a good place to put them. And that was part of the discussion I was going to have a little later on, and part of the discussion I had before is that we have a multitude of projects that need funding. And rather than, we don't have the excess funding to be able to say, let's cut $5 million here, let's cut $3 million here, and dump this here and dump this there. We've got to get into some kind of a plan of raising funds each year when those retained revenues come. So if we can get some projects on the book that everyone's committed to, that those need to be funded. Otherwise, where are we going to find the money for them? Where are we going to find the money for the new Wake and Iron? Where are we going to find the money for advances on the museum or...
How much money is the retained revenue
and things? So that was all I was trying to do, is just make that an exercise.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yeah, and I agree, and I fully said that yesterday because I was like, that's, we started that fund, and that's exactly what I thought that fund was for in the discussion, which is why I was the first one to ask to take $1.1 million out of it for a veterans memorial. But, and so, yes, we're going to have those things, because, and we knew at that time, I'll repeat again, that we got that additional $20 million with the ranch, and that's, we would have to set that aside, and that's when that was started up. So I agree there's going to be an avenue, but at the same time, at that time, we knew that there was these specific projects coming up with that had to have planning, but were definitely a go for the districts and whatnot. But the problem, the only thing I see is happening is somebody keeps saying it's getting real slushy in that fund right now because we're having to pull. They're like, well, at least there's money there. At least there's money there. And then, so that's getting real slushy here. And to top it off, we're coming up with more different outside projects, which, again, I don't mean to beat it to death, but that's what we have. Otherwise, we're going to have to pull some money back. I hate to pick on the foundation, but if we're having to raise the money for a museum, the Osage Nation Foundation needs to start raising some money and us even pull back that amount and start putting it into some of these projects at the nation. Because right now, we're saying we're going to raise money for this.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, Pawhuska fully deserves to have the same
yes.
improvements that we committed to the other two districts, and I have no problem with that. I don't believe that this impairs that, but I think that in making that commitment to go do conceptual drawings for a museum expansion, this Congress made that commitment that we're going to move forward with that. So, again, I believe that retained revenue is an appropriate place for it. This has been an ongoing, I think, commitment from several different Congresses, and I think we just have got to keep the momentum going, not in a one lump sum because we can't afford that, but when we have additional funds, and we do have these additional funds right now, we need to make a little bit commitment when we can. So that's why it's not $1 million, it's $350,000.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering for a budget analyst, with all of the things that have, the moving parts that have happened in the last couple of days with people taking different appropriations, like the one we just made earlier in this particular committee where it's going to now come from the retained revenue, which is the monument for the graves. I was wondering if we could just get an updated total to see where we are with the $350,000 that Congresswoman Edwards is requesting. And the $500,000 added for the Waken Iron.
This changed to $500,000. You got that. This one is now. I've made a motion to reduce to $350,000.
Oh, we haven't even
out of retained.
We haven't. But
we haven't even.
This is the what if.
Yeah.
This is the movement that's going on now.
Right, because we haven't even gotten to the $500,000
no,
for Waken Iron.
No.
And then
is it in there?
It's not in here. We need another $500,000 put somewhere.
That's
my slush.
This is crazy.
It's a bill that was filed today, yesterday by Congresswoman.
It's right here. It's ONCA 1990.
And just put $500,000 over in retained revenue. Right. There it is. $811,000 still left. Almost $1 million.
Slide down so we can see the whole table, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Is there a motion on the table?
Is there a motion on the table?
Oh, yes. Amendment.
Okay.
No, $350,000 to $350,000.
Oh. Congresswoman Lemon.
I have an amendment to the amendment. Line 16. Strike. Oh, 16 and 24. Well, it's 23 and 24. I'll just do the first one, line 16. Strike $350,000, insert $150,000. Line, do you want me to keep going with the whole amendment? like line 23 and 24, strike $350,000, insert $150,000. Did I say that backwards? Like for me to restate?
Restate, please.
Throughout the bill, strike the amount $350,000, insert $150,000.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion.
Strike 350, insert 150. Throughout the bill, is what she said.
Congresswoman Pratt.
You're welcome. Okay, forgive me if I missed this part, but do we have a status update on where the planning is of it at all? Like a projected amount, any kind of planning? What
that
the total
be
might be?
Congressman Walker's bill.
That would be an executive function. I'm not.
So we don't know. Okay. I'm going to turn to.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon. Would you have the answer to that question? Because I just, I'm still not even quite clear from the follow up of Congressman Walker's if money was actually used to do that. And if so, how far are we?
Mr. Johnson.
I am not involved in those committee meetings. I am not part of the planning committee. So. I can't give you an honest answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Congresswoman Maker.
Where did you get that number, Congresswoman Lemon, that your amendment to the amendment?
The $150,000?
Yeah. You just dreamed it up? I think it's a good bound number. Or?
She was willing to come down, you know, from $1 million to $350 and. I just thought I'd throw it on the table and see what the committee thought. If the committee thought to be conservative concerning what's in retained revenue, you know, that put us at $800,000. Is that right? Is what left us with all of the wishes to come out of the retained revenue if we had left it at $350,000. And so if we change it to $150,000, it leaves us with a little over $1 million in retained revenue. With, if I'm not mistaken, did I look at that right, Ms. Sneed? So
can I butt in right there real quick? Okay, is that really the case that because we haven't, is that with the $500,000 for Wake and Iron also?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was focusing on something else.
Steel 8 after $500,000 to the economic development, $500,000 to Wake and Iron, $20,000 to
above that.
Kansas.
Yes, it's still $800,000 left
steel.
Over.
Okay. I thought the $500,000 would still need to come out after the 8. Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, I don't know if this will have any effect on anybody's decision, but if we'll go back to that retained revenue page. Right there shows the current activity on it. I don't see anything else earmarked for that as a project moving forward right now. So.
Okay, so we have an amendment to the amendment. Congressman Walker.
I want to put some money in the museum fund. I think it's important. We've got a bunch of people coming to town. We want to be able to tell our story in a good way, but the conceptual process is going to take a while. Developing the project specifications and estimate, that's going to take a while. I mean, we're a ways down the road from actually breaking ground on a museum, And I get it. $350,000 is a better start than $150,000. $1 million is better than $350,000. But Judicial just told us they're dealing with mold issues. They need a new building. We need a new building. We need to build a school. There's elder housing that keeps being thrown around. There's raw land that's for sale right now that we want to buy. There's restricted, there's $2-something million of restricted land that is being offered to the nation that is valuable property to us. So I'm going to support a reduction. If it's $150,000, I would have a hard time arguing if somebody said, well, that's too much. How can you justify that with all these other needs? I'm going to support this amendment. $150,000 out of the retained revenue fund is something I think I can vote for out on the floor.
Congresswoman Edwards.
The purpose of this fund was to create additional space for storage and display of our art, to protect our Osage history and our Osage culture and our Osage art. And I'm having a hard time understanding how you, as the sponsor, took $250,000 out of it to go do some drawings, which at $150,000 a year of savings would take 20 years, and you still wouldn't even have the base for a building, because you know that buildings cost $9 million, $10 million, $25 million, the least amount of money I can think that we've appropriated to build a building, and that was basically a metal building, has been about $2.5 million. So to suggest that $150,000 might be too much for a museum when apparently the Congress committed to going and taking money out to draw drawings at your behest, I don't get it.
Congressman Walker.
I'm the one that threw the initiative out there. The Congress is the one that decided to do that. Those funds were only able to be used for administrative purposes, and in approximately 2 years, $20-something thousand had been used. The money was better spent being used on conceptual drawings to send us down the road to get what you want as a museum. And since you went there, I'm wondering, the way I understand the museum fund is it can only be used for administrative purposes. So why are you wanting to appropriate $1 million into a fund for administrative purposes when you really want a museum built?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I disagree that that fund can only be used for administrative purposes, because if it could have been, then they would have taken salaries out of it before, which they couldn't. It's for the purpose of, it says what its purpose is for, and if you'd like for me to change the bill to make it clear that it can be used to construct the whole entire museum expansion, then I'm willing to do that. But I'm still back to the point that the goal of that fund was to build, it was for building, and now you've taken we've diverted $250,000 out of it into the capital asset fund, so as the next move, we don't really need any drawings because we're never going to build this museum at this rate, so divert that off to something else. I'm quite sure that I speak for a lot of people in saying that that museum is very, very precious to a lot of people. And it's got the same problems that all our other buildings do, with one exception. It houses the most valuable collection of our art of any place on earth.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Call for the question.
Second.
Okay. Never mind. I'll say it after the vote.
Okay, we have an amendment to the amendment. Okay, we're voting on call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
I just wanted to go back to the comment that was made by Congressman Walker regarding that fund. I just wanted to clarify, Congresswoman Edwards, I think that is how it's being interpreted, right? And the Attorney General's opinion. So I would agree that you would probably need to strengthen the language in that bill if that's not the intent moving forward, because that's, I believe, what has happened. because when they asked for that additional employee, they had an attorney general opinion. I don't know whether it was official, unofficial, but it was stated because I spoke to him myself, and he said yes, that it was the language allowed for that.
We're going to go ahead and vote on the amendment. The amendment to the amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Did everybody vote?
Roll call, please.
Oh, can I have it repeated where we are? Because I thought the other previous vote before that, which is why I started talking about the different. Just repeat the motion, please.
The motion is an amendment to the amendment, which is page 1, lines 16 and 23 and 24, to strike $350,000 throughout the bill and insert $150,000 throughout the bill.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Yes, it's roll call, I'm sorry.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No. Okay, back on the original amendment. Do you state it, please, Madam Clerk?
Which was page 1, lines 16 and 24. Strike 1 million, insert 350,000.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, back on the bill. Congresswoman Edwards.
So the next amendment is... Can I see that back again? Thank you. The next amendment is on page 1, line 24, strike general and insert retained revenue.
We have a motion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to report ONC 1965 to the Congress with the due pass as amended recommendation.
Do you have a motion?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
You can mark me down as a no.
Me too.
Please mark me down as a no.
Please mark me as a yes.
I insist. Mark me down as a yes.
Okay, moving on to item number 8. Consideration of ONCA 1969, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $93,500 for the fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts, and Congressman Potts is here. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, there is a committee sub. Apologies. There is a committee sub to adopt. The inclusion of the committee sub is the $5,000 for the Osage Gourd Group that was inadvertently left off that was submitted by the executive branch. So I'd like to make a motion to adopt the committee substitute stamped and dated. Ten thirty-four a.m. on September 18th, 2019.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt the committee sub dated September 18th, 2019. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The rest of the bill is for $98,500 to respond to the executive branch appropriations for the request for cultural donations.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So I wanted to ask, do we ever get any reports on, I know we get reports from the foundation, for example, on how funds that we appropriate are utilized, or grants even that we give are utilized. Do we ever get a report from... Do we ever get a report on any of these donations as to how they are utilized, to your knowledge? Or do we have anything for the any support for the year this year?
Not to my knowledge. You'd have to look back at your historical knowledge.
Well, I was asking, I was actually asking the sponsor. No?
I don't believe so, Mr. Chair, no.
Well, one thing that I'm concerned about, and I think Congresswoman Pratt will recall this, we've given some funds to organizations that are, I guess, cultural organizations, but I assumed that when we gave those funds through this donation, that that would be the donation that they would receive for the year. And then later, as I've seen reports come in, I've seen, for example, in addition to this grant or donation, then I'll see a list of the same organizations coming from donations made by the casinos, and then I'll see the same donation made from the foundation. And I'm just wondering if they ever give us an estimate as to what their plans are for the year. I mean, some of them are clearly understood. I get that. But I'm responsible for adding one of these, for example. And I assumed when I asked them and asked for their expenses that we would give them an ample donation to cover the expenses. And then I've seen additional donations come from Osage Nation sources. So is there any thought that in doing this, that this is the donation for the nation for the year, or is it just you can go get as much as you can get from any other Osage Nation entity that you can talk into giving you some money? Because I doubt that sometimes they even know, or maybe they do, but I don't think the foundation should have to give dollars that the nation's already given dollars to. I mean, that's a double dip to me. And if we didn't support them fully and we didn't have a full picture of what they needed, then maybe we should consider that. But I'm concerned about that. So does anybody have any insight on that?
Huh? I personally don't, but that would be something that we could ask counsel.
Or ask the executive branch that submitted it.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Can anybody at the table give an example, or even Congresswoman Edwards, of the double dip? For instance, as Congresswoman Pratt would say.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Would I say that? All right. Well, yeah. For instance. I've been sitting here a while, guys. All right. So, for instance, there would be one that Native American churches or the Princess Sorority. Just saying, what if? I'm hypothetically speaking.
Okay.
Can I do that? But it's similar. So I won't say exactly which one, but they receive a donation in the cultural donations through the Congress right here, but then they could also apply through the Osage Nation Foundation and receive funding through them, which, again, is our dollars appropriated to them. So,
thank you.
And they receive a sponsorship from the casino.
Yes, they could also do that.
Mr. Casey.
I'm asking as a constituent. It's an interesting question. My question is there a law against it?
No.
So, I mean, and honestly, I'm looking at this as if I were a constituent that, you know, I don't know, Sam, at Post 198 guy. It's a pretty nice donation. But, you know, what if I need $75,000? I mean, is there something that prohibits me from going to as many places as I can to fundraise that money? I mean, that's just a question. I don't like it either, but if it's not against the law.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I was thinking that there might have somewhere in some, maybe the foundation asks if there's been other donations, and perhaps there's even a limitation on, but to me there should be, because for example, I remember one time where there was a discussion that veterans needed some mental health help with getting counseling or something, and so the question was, where do we go to seek assistance? And the answer was Post 198 gets a big donation every year. Go ask Post 198. Well, I doubt you could even get very far with the donation that is made to Post 198 if that was going to be what they needed to undertake. But that's an example of people not understanding what the donation is for. And as far as I can recall, we don't require anybody to provide anything in the way of support for the amount of money that's given, which is why I asked, because I do believe one time, in the instance that I promoted, I wanted to know, what does it cost to run this organization for the year? And when we were told that amount, I suggested that that was the amount that we should support. Didn't cut it, didn't question it, we supported it. And yet, if there's two or three other different Osage government organizations or Osage Nation organizations supporting that, I think we should know, because the dollars are so tight that if they've already got a $50,000 donation from the casino, then I don't think our donation is needed. So I think we need to look into whether this is just, here you go see what else you can get, or whether we need to indicate this is our donation for the year for the nation, and it's not a double or triple dip.
I hear you, and I understand you. Maybe this is something that we could do in an interim study. But I attend every one of these functions that are listed here, and I know for a fact that it costs triple, if not quadruple, to put on some of these events that are listed here. So these donations here are a donation to help them put that event on. It doesn't pay for the entire event.
I understand.
So...
Well, in most instances, for sure.
But I just wanted to be clear that these are good donations. I'm thankful that we're able to do it, but I want it clearly understood that Gray Horse War Mothers Dance cannot survive off of $5,000.
Or the homily.
That's not saying, not pointing to any one situation in particular.
Well, it was kind of leaning that way, not on your part, but it was kind of sounding that way. And I wanted to clarify that these donations are great, but it does not come close to what it costs them annually to put on their functions. Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to add, you know, and again, this is as a constituent sitting here looking at it. It's you got to be real careful going down the road of saying, you know, this donation, this donation, this donation, because we all know every year at the Alonska, folks are donating a side of beef, whole hogs. I mean, where do we stop? Where do we stop with saying, okay, well, we're, you know, we already gave them X amount of dollars. Oh, but look, they're, you know, drum keeper's getting, I mean, every blanket he gets. I mean, so, you know, we could keep going down that road. It starts getting awful slippery.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
And I mean, I recall that the point that's been made about using government funds for different types of activities that used to be outside the government. I haven't voiced that opinion, but I've heard others voice it. So my question just is, do you make a determination before you send us that list of what they might need, or how do you decide what amount to send over?
Jason's on, Chief of Staff, better off answering that question.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, in the past, for instance, in the last 5 years, that it's just stayed where it was, but the Princess sorority has been added. That was an amendment made a couple of years ago. And this year, the OCH Gord group is a new. It's typically $93,500. This year, it's $98,500. That has been added this year.
And 1 year, the Marine Corps detachment was not there.
Yes, that has been added as well. Or no, it was there, then it was left off, so it was a separate bill in addition. But as far as the foundation, on their application, it says, has this organization received funding previous from the Osage Nation? But that's not against their rules either, because some people receive the matching, or they put in $10,000, you can get $10,000. That's received several times by several people.
Any further discussion? Congressman Walker?
Congressman Potts had to step away. I'm making a little co-sponsor sheet here.
You can make a motion to report it without being a co-sponsor.
Or you can co-sponsor.
Okay, well. If there is a co-sponsor that doesn't need to be at the table, then I'm ready to. There he is.
You have to report ONCA 1969 to the Congress as a committee substitute.
We don't have a clerk. Anybody can make that motion. We just don't have a clerk right now. That's what we were waiting.
Congressman Walker.
Make a motion to report ONCA 1969 as a committee substitute to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, moving on. Item number 9, consideration of ONCA 1990, and Congresswoman Stabler is here. She's the sponsor. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. Well, I think I expressed a lot of it a while ago. This was about an exercise for those projects moving forward that we know are coming down the road and starting to try to sustain some funding for them. I think that... I'm not married to this figure because of a reduction that we had in the other committee
on the economic development, then I was willing to pick that up and use it for the Wake and Iron for construction. So I'm willing to go along with the committee. If you're willing to support this at this level, that's great. I know that the Wake and Iron is moving pretty good on their plans for the new Wake and Iron, and I think by July 1 of next summer, they're going to be ready to break ground if we can get the contracts in place. They've been working hard on what they want in the building, and the agreement, I believe, has been signed for the architects. If we don't, that puts that one off for another year. So I guess my whole question is still the same. How are we going to pay for these projects? And I want the new museum section, and I want the new school, and I definitely want assisted living and nursing home and all these things. But that's major, major millions of dollars. So how are we going to move forward? That may not be addressed today. I'm just stating that question and coming up with a method for it. So I'm willing to hear if the committee's willing or not.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Sorry. The first part of that was if they had what, that they could be ready after
They're in the process of getting their plans together for the new Wake and Iron. So at the rate that they're moving now, they're going to be ready to start putting out RFQs, I think, by late winter, early spring for contractors. And at that point, that means they could potentially be ready to break ground on July 1st, as soon as the Pawhuska dances are over, to complete construction by the next year. If they don't, then they have another year to wait before they can break ground because of the time it takes to build. So that was one of the reasons that it's on my mind and I keep bringing it up. And my worry is, where is it going to come from? Same thing with the museum. Where is it going to come from?
Okay. So I would like to say, so then we would be less than a year away for breaking ground, and we're not going to come up with any more money. And so I can, if you want another little historical bit from me, I will give it to you. I understand and appreciate the going through the planning, but I'll tell you, we had a 28-page report on this, and I want to look at it. This is what it looked like when we decided to have $4 million to Hominy. And we did that because, we knew we were going through, I think Pawhuska had already gone through their arbor and this and that. We just decided to do it all at once. And that it was, the time had come and it needed to happen and the money was there. So I would be supportive of keeping this amount here because of the same reason, is just to at least know that that much money would be there, because we still have, we know that we get called in for special session, things happen, and we see how much money we might have, and that's pretty much, as of right now, would be the only place that we could find that. So I would be supportive of keeping it here because for that same reason.
Congressman Morgan.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to fund in that short time frame. Not in any way trying to do an I told you so, but the museum is years down the road. This is not. I'm saying that to say there's a good chance that you'll be seeing a floor amendment for me to reduce the museum fund and increase this, if someone else doesn't beat me to it.
Congresswoman Pratt.
And I can agree with that statement. However, I can see the number, but without having the addition, just extra information covering it right now, really hearing from you what's going on, then I can always change my mind, and that is where we could handle that. So I could possibly be supportive of the same thing for, like I said, that reason, because we know it's not coming from anywhere else. I could even be possibly supportive of the other 500,000 out there, just knowing how close it is and that it needs to happen. So So I'll go ahead and, if there's no further discussion, I'll go ahead and move.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to report ONC 1990 to the Congress of the due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to item number 10, adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you, Madam Clerk.
I love the Cultural Committee.
We're cultural.